Solar Energetic Particles, Spatial Extent and Implications of the H and He Abundances, by Donald V. Reams. One of the earliest indicators of the importance of shock acceleration of solar energetic particles, SEPs, was the broad spatial extent of the gradual September events produced as the shock waves, driven by wide, fast coronal mass ejections, CMEs, expand across the Sun with cross-field transport mediated by the shocks. Contrasting impulsive September events, with characteristic enhancements of three He and of heavy elements, are now associated with magnetic reconnection on open field lines in solar jets. However, large shock waves can also traverse pools of residual impulsive superthermal ions, and jets can produce fast CMEs that drive shock waves. In both cases, shocks reaccelerate ions with the impulsive abundance signatures as well as coronal plasma. These more complex events produce excess protons that identify this process, and recently, differences in the distribution of four He abundances have also been found to depend upon the combination of seed population and acceleration mode. Extreme differences in the four He abundances may reflect underlying differences in the abundances of the coronal regions being sampled by solar jets, and, surprisingly, September events where shock waves sample two seed particle populations seem to have about twice the four He-O ratio of those with a single source. This was Solar Energetic Particles, Spatial Extent and Implications of the H and He Abundances, by Donald V. Reams.